10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. We'll have some trivia coming up. Tausch, we talked a lot about AJ Dillon, but your guy Smitty also getting the injured reserve without the ability to return designation. He missed all of last year with an ACL, gets back from the ACL, and had a shoulder injury. End of the line for him, potentially?
Yeah, I think for him, you know, there is a certain amount of, I guess, tolerance that guys will, that GMs will have, scouts will have. And if you're missing two seasons, that usually means, hey, good luck. We'll give you an opportunity somewhere else to kind of reboot your career. So Smitty makes that one great catch in Baltimore a couple, 3 years ago, and next thing you know, just again shows you how quick things happen in this league. A lot of us, myself included, thought, man, dynamic down the field. You can make plays, and then things shift. You get a new quarterback. You draft a couple of young tight ends, and, you know, get a couple injuries, and next thing you know, you're scrambling to try to stay in the league.
Marion Antoinette is a practice squad running back that they're very excited about. They can't wait to see what he's capable of.
I thought I said Maria Antoinette.
You did not say Maria. You said something other than Maria, and then you gave her a different quote. Okay. But it was fun, and that's all I really care about. All right. I will say this. Last year, unlike a lot of guys who tear their ACL, and it's all, you know, Brian went to Florida to rehab with the people that he was most comfortable with, so it's on a case-by-case basis. Tyler Davis not only stuck around all last season, but he basically became an unofficial assistant coach on the special teams group. And I would predict that he is going to go into coaching after this, and it may be this is a transition year for him out of football into coaching. I'd be very curious to see if he continues his NFL career or not.
Well, I'll say this. Well, Rich Bisaccia loves him, and that's great. But I think of one of the things that we've noticed. I think Rich Bisaccia had his fingerprints all over that roster last year with some of his draft picks and folks. I think Goody's like, that didn't work. Rich, go coach. Get your kickoff blank together. Do this. Rich Bisaccia, I think, is on alert. If the special teams aren't better, I don't think Rich Bisaccia is back. Rich Bisaccia is going to be the new Joe Barry, I think, on this group. If the special teams are not good and they don't have the kicking situation figured out and their strategy on kickoffs aren't good.
You're right.
You talked about Welch not making it. You talked about Smitty not making it. His kicker's not making it. I think Goody has said, you know what, man, we paid you the highest amount to come in and get our special teams completely fixed, and you have not done that. So this is Rich's year. And if it ain't, maybe Smitty will take over special teams next year. Who knows if that's the road he's going.
Yeah, I mean, they did keep one guy that is clearly for special teams, and that was Zane Anderson, who they kept over your guy, Anthony Johnson. But beyond that, Christian Welch released. Obviously, Anders Carlson, who had the closest connection to Rich Bisaccia, who'd known him since he was a eighth grader, they chose the other guy. And I'm also still very curious to see what it ends up being at kicker. Like, I'm not sold that they are fully committed to Greg Joseph. That's another question that we need to ask today and see how Goody views it and why he won the job and if they're still, you know, kind of looking at all options there, because that's another part of this equation that I'm curious about. All right, let's play.
I think even if Greg Joseph is your opening day kicker down in Brazil, which right now you would think yes, but again, so much fluidity in these next 2 days with practice squads and elevations and all the other stuff. He is going to be looking over his shoulder, because you think he – if I'm him, I'm renting. I don't think you're buying a house. I think you're looking at this. You got a one-year deal. That is going to be something where every kick is going to be scrutinized. beyond belief. And there's plenty of other kickers out there that I'm sure think they can come in and do as good, if not a better job than what Greg Joseph is. So very tenuous is how I would put the kicking situation here in the G&G.
All right. Well, we will continue our discussion about the Packers roster. We've got Uncle Homer coming up, and Tosh is going to tell us about Fortria. But first, we got to get a caller for trivia. It's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, but Riley is in as our cousin sub of the day. Riley, did you cobble together these questions, or did your fearless mentor do them for you?
No, I cobbled together these questions like a shoemaker.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Like a shoemaker.
All right. Well, Cobbler Riley has the questions. We will ask them to caller number 10. Caller number 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 for Wisconsin Geography Trivia. We will play that next after Tausch tells us about Fortria.
Indeed. If you're looking for a little extra cash, Fortria has got you covered. All kinds of studies. Head over to FortriaClinicalTrials.com. Find which one fits what you're looking for. Healthy men, age 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32, one stay of 16 nights with a follow-up call, $8,075 for your time and participation. Also have a bunch of other studies. I like this one here. Body mass index, 18 to 32. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, and one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups. Riley, are you ready for this?
This is
a very nice chunk of change.
$13,006
and $6 for your time and participation, plus another $400 per qualified referral. Head over to FortriaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortria, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
I got to ask the Fortria people, $13,006. What is the $6? Wow. What is that all about? I'm intrigued. I'll do the study if I can do the show from there. All right, let's get to trivia. We'll play that next. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch. First time contestants. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome them in. It is Luke in Waukesha. Luke, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Feeling great. It's fall. It's football season. Life is good.
Have you been dialing to get in, or is this a recent addition of you trying to play trivia?
This is a recent addition.
You heard the high quality questions that people have been getting. You said, I got to get in on that and show everybody how good I am at trivia. All right, well, here's your opportunity. Riley tells me you're high on your confidence of Wisconsin geography.
I believe so.
Well, we're all going to find out together. Let's play. Question number one. Now, Tausch, Riley's got you asking two questions. That's not how this works.
No, I can't. No, I don't
do
even
the questioning
have
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do. You have a rundown somewhere, but be that as it may. Here's question one so Tausch can play along. What lake, known for its walleye fishing?
I already know. Can I guess earlier?
No,
not?
You're not the contestant. No, is the largest lake in Wisconsin?
Lake.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Let Luke go.
I accidentally talked there.
All right, Luke, here
so
we go.
So, Luke, before you get the clues, what do you think it is? Before we get the clues. This is not binding.
Lake Winnebago.
It's great. There you go.
Wow.
Lake Winnebago. Correct. That meant I didn't get to Lake Tauschkanong, which would have been funny.
Yeah.
So good job.
That's okay.
I was happy with that one.
Walleye
personally.
Weekend, Fond du Lac, Lake Winnebago. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. All right, we're one for one. Luke, here's question two. A latitudinally. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Farthest north. Okay. Is it Green Bay, Wausau, or Eau Claire?
Ooh. Ooh. Green Bay and Eau Claire are close. I'm going to say Eau Claire.
Tausch?
I'm going to say Wausau.
One of you is correct.
Unfortunately, it's Tausch. All right. That's all right. All right, let's bounce back here. Question three, Luke.
Some say Wausau is your cutoff line for up north.
Some have said that on this show.
For a weekend, Wausau is your line of demarcation.
Krivitz north of Wausau?
Krivitz is more east than it is north.
Yeah. Line of demarcation. All right.
Far up,
Luke, question three. Let's get this one, buddy. Which faux dairy product was banned in Wisconsin until 1967? Faux, I didn't think I would see the word faux, F-A-U-X, dairy product, in my questions, but there it is. So, which fake dairy product was banned in Wisconsin until 1967? Was it oat milk, almond milk, or margarine?
It's gotta be margarine.
There we go.
You really
dramatic.
I was waiting to see if Tausch wanted to answer.
You built up the anticipation there, Riley. All right.
That was like a 9-month pregnant pause right there.
Margarine is correct, and we know Tausch's loyalty to our fine dairy farmers, so I'm sure it's been banned for him in his entire life. All right, Luke, you got 2 out of 3, which ain't bad. You got 3 out of 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Congratulations. Thanks for your first entry into the trivia world. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks much, guys. Take care. Packers should have never cut Jeff Janis. See ya. Bye-bye.
He'd be their number one receiver by now. All right.
I kind of love this new thing Luke just maybe trailblazed. He didn't say love you guys, which is irritating, but I don't want you to fake love. If you don't love, don't say it.
Okay.
But I kind of like... Give us your favorite Packers take on your way out of trivia. I enjoy that.
Okay, we can see are we going to give out extra entries for it? Or
what a crazy stat that Jeff Janis had over 100 yards receiving on one drive. Like, that's a crazy stat. Yeah.
And didn't have a whole lot of other yards on any other drive. But he should have replaced Devontae Adams in 2015.
That's what you said.
No, definitely not true at all. We need to get to Uncle Homer. We're already late for him. He's going to be grouchy about that, but we look forward to him joining us anyway. I don't know where he'll be. You never know. But I know that he knows that if he's ever injured seriously in an accident, which I think he actually was once upon a time, the call to make is to Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the firm, about their involvement in the community, all the great lawyers, and David's history in our town. Go to gruber-law.com.
You see that home run? You see that home run almost hit David Gruber last night.
Jackson Churio?
It hit the scoreboard right next to David Gruber. Boom! Right at him.
Well, at least David would have been able to handle the representation of himself.
He's got to get his glove up. Come on, Dave, make that catch. Simulated Homer. Gruber catch.
Are you done? Homer joins us next. Yes. We'll do a Tausch.
yard bike.
You know what that music means. Time to talk to the hosts of the Homer Hour. Every weekday, 5 to 6 on ESPN Milwaukee. Also, the voice of Marquette Men's Basketball and the co-host of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip on YouTube. It is Steve the Homer True. Steve, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't care how late you are. I get paid the same amount either way.
Well, that may be true, which is, I think, nothing, because I don't think we give you any sort of bonus for joining our show. But you have voiced your irritation with us for getting to you late previously. So now you don't care?
Yeah, I changed. No, not
yeah, that was when he had. So that's when he had a three-hour show.
I am
now,
I'm curious about. Yeah, no, I think he was stupid to worry. Fine, cut me down to 2 minutes. Whatever, I've lived it. By the way, I am curious if there's been any update on the response to the whistling of Fouts. Is there any?
Haven't gotten a lot of feedback on it.
But you don't like
okay,
it?
I just now I know. No, now I know how huge Taos is, because that can be
do
the only explanation.
Like it?
It's bad. It's bad. No,
what
it's
mean,
not
it's
bad.
Bad.
It's real bad. It's just it's,
my
it's so irritating when you did it with the Disney. Yes, yes. When you did it with the Disney, okay. you destroyed what was a nice song, and it's bad.
So you're saying it's not
clearly
good?
No one says anything because you're that powerful and important that no one wants to
it's
offend
not that.
You. But
maybe people just don't care.
Oh. I'm whistling
no,
back with the song
to.
That's I'm not like doing it while you're talking. I'm whistling as the
know,
song. Once Jason starts talking,
yes,
I stop whistling.
Yes, so. Yes, yes, bad. Leave the song alone. Song is okay. When you whistle with it, it's bad.
But what about whistle while you work?
Oh, do you want to take a
whistle
poll?
While you work?
Yes. Yeah, that's much better. Yes.
I'm kind of irritated.
You're putting
that
on
you
a
think
performance.
Are you offended? No. Taush doesn't get offended.
I am a little bit. I don't think I'm a bad whistler. I'm not acting like
I
I'm one of the top 10%.
I did not say that.
No, you said his whistling was
you
bad.
You just said it was
yes.
bad.
And yes, listening to the whistling along with what else is going on. Like right then and there, that wasn't as bad. But when the other song was going on, it's irritating. And okay. then you did it today. I don't remember what it was. But
so
yeah,
you're
bad.
Saying individualized whistling,
I'm
just randomly.
I care about Taush, well, and clearly people don't
that.
Have the guts to tell him. Thank you. Doesn't
well,
mean
thank you.
You have to
I
stop,
just, I think
because I understand my opinion.
I feel like
might
most people think it's
enough.
Really good that's whistling. That's
not possible.
So I find that hard
not
to believe.
Not possible.
All right, Homer, Jason and I are both surprised by some of the cuts that were made. I think Kalen King, I think when you want to look at Anthony Johnson Jr., you got Welch. I wasn't surprised with the kicker being cut. Quarterback situation. Anything pop out at you from what happened yesterday?
I am surprised about the backup. The guy they picked up is worse than Clifford, and I don't think Clifford is very good, but that reinforces the belief that Goody's bad at rating quarterbacks other than the most important decision he made with Jordan Love. The kicker, it's just odd to think that he got cut because of that last kick that he made. If he does not kick that or he makes that, he is the kicker. 32-yard, and I understand they're going, this dude could miss any time. We can't have that.
That's exactly what it is.
I want a problem. I want a different problem. He lost his job because of a meaningless kick at the end of a JV game. Incredible. But I get it. They just – I can't
it wasn't meaningless.
I can't have a guy that can miss a 32-yard kick at any point of any game. No.
Exactly.
We're going to have a kicking problem. It's going to be a different problem.
Well, so wait a minute, but let's back up. We'll get back to the kicker in a second.
Yeah.
Your hypothesis on Goody is that he doesn't know quarterbacks. And we
terrible.
Had that opinion, which we discussed before Jordan Love became the starter. And it makes
correct.
Me wonder if Jordan Love... Again, this is one of the reasons why I get frustrated with people who just act like this was preordained, that he was going to be so good. Is it possible that the combination of Matt LaFleur and Tom Clements and being around Aaron Rodgers for 3 years and not having to play right away allowed Jordan Love to be the exception that proves the rule. And had he had to play sooner, had Goody been able to get rid of Rodgers, had Rodgers not had back-to-back MVP seasons in 20 and 21, would we be saying, boy, Goody doesn't know quarterbacks. This Jordan Love guy, he's average at best. Like, if you're going to make that statement, which I'm not sure you're out of line for saying, it does make me wonder if the circumstances allowed Jordan Love and Jordan Love's work ethic to work his tail off to become what he's become is more than just, oh, well, this guy, he really nailed the pick. That makes me wonder a little bit, frankly. What about you?
I mean, that's a possible explanation. I haven't thought of that. I just think the only reason to question, the biggest reason to question if this good play of Jordan Love is going to continue is the history of Goody in terms of selecting quarterbacks. And he may have just gotten lucky. It could be those things that you say. But I just view it as, you know, he, whatever the reason, it would appear that this is the only one he's gotten right. And I think Willis will reinforce that opinion. I don't even know how long he's going to be around. But it doesn't really matter. If he hit Jordan Love, then he gets an A-plus because that's the most important decision. But if anybody, the biggest reason to question the future play of Jordan Love, without a doubt, is the history of Goody picking quarterback.
You guys, he's lucky, all
what?
This other stuff. That ain't luck.
Well, he is lucky.
Wait, I never said he was
isn't
lucky.
Isn't luck. You just said
why
it was.
Why isn't it luck?
If it you, ain't if, luck because you,
bad,
you did your research.
He didn't do any research on all these other selections?
Yeah, you're not going to hit on every one. You have to hit on the quarterback.
You're
you
not going to hit
this.
On every one. He's missed on every one but one.
That's all you need. Fine. You don't need to hit on 15 quarterbacks.
Right,
come
right.
on.
You hit eight serves, and seven of them stink, and the eighth is an eight.
This ain't tennis.
You tell me that's not lucky?
This is quarterbacking in the
pick
NFL.
Pick any sport you want.
No.
Now,
it's better this. Hey, Homer, it's more like this, Steve. It's more like this. Nick Bollettieri has 100 kids. One of them's Andre Agassi.
Yes.
You know what Nick Bollettieri got? Pretty nice little career because he had Andre Agassi. Okay? Yeah,
look,
he had three snubs
If it was one out of 100, if it was like Goody, Bollettieri, as you would say, he was lucky. Now, that's so what? The answer is so what?
This is what is so irritating about punditry.
It doesn't make any difference. If you
hit it,
isn't about
luck.
Then that's all that matters.
Guys, he took the stones to make a draft pick that we all thought was not well-timed, and he built it around to understanding that you couldn't throw him out right away. You had to go through a process. You had to take a bunch of bullets sitting there because from both your starting quarterback and fans and pundits.
Correct.
And this wasn't luck. He identified this guy. He realized he wasn't going to have opportunities to do this. He traded up to get him. It took a bunch of grief and understood the character of Jordan Love, that he was going to work and work and work and become a good football player. Because you know what, guys? If he doesn't, and I see people are putting up that draft class of 2020 being not very good. John Runyon Jr. is a starter for the Giants. Get paid.
AJ Dillon was a bet for that draft class. That's insanity.
But my point is, if he doesn't get lucky with Jordan Love, he doesn't have a job.
No, stop. No one said he was lucky.
What?
No one said he was. No, neither one of us used that word.
Homer just told you he did.
I didn't.
Homer did.
He was lucky.
Okay.
Yes, Goody was lucky. If Jordan Love ends up being that good,
All right, let me handle this one for a second there, okay, old man?
Okay.
All right, so when they drafted Rashawn Gary, they were ready to draft Drew Lock. That is a well-known story within the building, okay? Drew Lock, not very good. Fair?
Under the circumstances he was put in, he would not have been put in those circumstances.
Well, again, you're praising him for putting up with Rodgers' crap. If Rodgers has the kind of... Let me finish for a second, okay?
Go ahead. Yep.
If Rodgers plays in 2020 or 2021 the way he played in 2022, you don't think Goody kicks his ass to the curb and gets his guy in there as the starter? You don't think that happens? If he has the ability, knowing how pissed off he was about the kind of guy that Rodgers was, and I've told you the story before after the joint practice with the Texans and how much he was irritated with Rodgers, he did not like Rodgers. We all know that. And Rodgers gave him ample reason not to like him. I get it. But you're telling me that if Rodgers gives him the opportunity to move on from him as opposed to going back-to-back MVPs, you don't think Goody gets rid of him if he plays like he did in 22? I'm convinced he does. I don't think he wanted his guy to sit for 3 years. And there's a good chance that Jordan isn't as good as he is now if he has to play sooner. At the very least, he goes through much more bumpy road than the 7 games to start last season. And the discussion about his quarterback scouting acumen isn't out of bounds then. But because he was so good during the second half of last season, and because we see what he has now become, we're giving him the, oh, well, he got the one right. But I hate the narrative that this guy doesn't get credit for working his ass off to improve, because I was there for the practices. And Jordan will tell you that so don't give Goody credit for recognizing that he was going to have a great work ethic and become the guy he did.
Okay.
No one knew that.
My turn now. So I have never once not given Jordan Love a ton of credit.
Not you
sitting behind. But when you guys are saying luck, I'm telling you right now, it ain't about luck.
No, stay here.
Okay.
This ain't about luck.
It's not about
luck. None of it.
But it is about circumstance, and circumstances matter. And we're not talking about Jordan Love being this great if he doesn't have the time behind Rodgers before he gets his opportunity. And maybe they give up on him and draft somebody else if he has to play in 2021. Remember, they could have traded Rodgers after he sat out the entire 2021 offseason. I just think it's important to remember everything that happened before he became the $220 million quarterback that he is. And no, you have not questioned his work ethic. But there's a hell of a lot of people who just act like it was preordained and this was the next guy in the succession, and Goody deserves all the praise for knowing based on his 2017 and 18 seasons, or 2018 and 19 seasons at Utah State, that he was going to be this good. And he just didn't.
So, Homer, I guess the reason that it irritates me is
the same reason. Can I give you my explanation for why?
You can, yes. I'd love to hear your explanation.
Ron Wolf, for example, was not as lucky in that Brett Favre turned out that good in terms of his selection of him, because you have Mark Brunell. You have a list of other quarterbacks all taken by Ron Wolf that were good. There is no list.
Hasselbeck.
And for Jordan Love to be this, if he becomes great, I believe Goody will admit privately that he was lucky. Not that he was a starting quarterback, but that he was as good as he became, because there is nothing in the history of Goody with quarterbacks that would lead you to even believe that he would be good. But I'll give him the good selection. But to be better than good is lucky. In fact, I want to change. It's very lucky. And Ron Wolf is the perfect comparison to make to understand a selection as Brett Favre that is not viewed as very lucky because of his other selection of quarterbacks.
So, just to be clear, Tausch pushed back on you, and you didn't say, "Oh, that's a good point." You doubled down and said, "Very lucky."
So, I just think the.
Very lucky. If Jordan Love becomes one of the elite quarterbacks in the league, like wins an MVP, if he's just a good quarterback, then he was lucky. If he's a very good quarterback, then yes, very lucky.
Well, Louis Riddick, Mike Tannenbaum. I think maybe there's even one more panelist today. They don't think anything like you're thinking. They think he has a chance to be an MVP and a Super Bowl champion.
They haven't been asked that question. Ask them that question. They haven't been asked that question.
What?
Was Goody lucky in his selection of Jordan
Love? Pull that, Jason.
How good he's become.
Pull this. I'm fascinated by this.
Okay.
Homer, and this is what irks me, is because of the stuff Jason just said, but I said the same thing. That Ted deserved a ton of credit for making the tough call, A, on drafting Aaron Rodgers, but then B, on moving on from somebody that just took us to an NFC championship game. That just, you know, I know Aaron had the 2022, so it wasn't great, but I'm telling you, it is not as easy, and it's not luck. It's preparation, it's planning, and it's executing your plan. And it's not always going to go according to plan. These guys stuck with that, and they deserve a ton of credit, not saying, oh, well, you rolled boxcars, and you had $100 down on Midnight Blue. You got paid off. That's luck. Not this way. This is not luck, in my opinion.
Okay. There's the parallels.
By the way, the offensive line situation is very easy, and I will gladly tell Bulaga the same way. The fact that they have done this twice tells you that it has nothing to do with the person coming in. It has to do with the one player who's been involved in both, and they believe they get the best out of him by doing it this way. If they do something once, then you don't know. When it happens twice with two dramatically different players, that tells you they're doing this to get the best out of the one guy. That's all it is.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Homer. Didn't they platoon out at left tackle for a while last year, too?
Again,
so
we're talking about
once.
A situation
it would be at
where
least
they
twice
were,
in the last
where
six,
they, well,
eight, last 10
where
months.
They have now done it twice, once with a guy who'd been around and once with a rookie that they know nothing about. It cannot be about those players. It's about what they think is necessary to get the best out of the player instead of playing him all the time.
Yeah, but now that's at least two different players that they've done that with, so that kind of debunks your initial.
No, they haven't done it with two different players twice. Who's the other player you're referring to? Oh. I don't believe they did it with two different players swapping time with him. Is that correct, Jason?
I've lost track of the question.
Hold on. No, the question is, who's the right guard?
The right guard is Sean Ryan and or Jordan Morgan.
With Sean Ryan, they now have used two different starting plans, which have been alternating two players, him being one. They did it with one player before. They're doing it with another player this year. In back-to-back years, two dramatically different players as the alternative. They have never done that with another player in two situations like this, which tells you it is about Ryan and nothing else.
They have the best out of him. All right. So they did not rotate. They did not rotate Rashid Walker with Yash Nyman, and then rotate Rashid Walker with Kadeem Telford. Is your point?
Correct.
Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. I don't like the word lucky, but I do think there's an interesting discussion that we sort of had on the Jordan Love and the quarterback evaluations of Goody.
We sort of had.
So there's a lot of yelling and stuff. Thanks, Homer.
Bye.
We appreciate you. Bye. Tausch, tell us more about AmFam.
All right. Hey, Packer fans. Looking for luck in all the right places? Well, look for the ultimate game day experience. American Family Insurance, they have you covered. Picture this. You hit your very own VIP tailgate party. Then you're cheering on the Packers, not from some ordinary seats. They're going to be jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive, not lucky, Jordan Love merch, and much, much more. Sounds incredible, right? Well, don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. No purchase is necessary. You have until 11:59 on October 21st. See official rules at amfam.com/Packers. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
You would think that the 10 o'clock hour was over, but no, it's not. One more segment remains. We'll get to it next. It's Will D. Tausch. All right, so I'm with you on the luck thing. I'm not using that word. I get Homer did, but I did not. But again, you better than anyone know that you can be a great player. There could be a great player inside you, but if you're not put in the situation where you will succeed to become that great player, there's plenty of guys that never became great players. And I'm not saying that Jordan Love would have been Drew Locke necessarily, but the situation did work out. And Goody does not have the, that's what bothers me about the, oh, follow the Packers plan. Yeah, you have to include in that plan, get back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So one can sit behind the first one, and then another guy can sit behind the second Hall of Famer. Because you're not sitting Jordan Love if your starting quarterback is Mitch Blanken Trubisky, and you know he's not good enough. You're playing him. And that's what ruins all these guys. This is why sitting guys is so valuable to many of them. It's why you believe in it. And so Jordan Love, and I didn't say that you did not respect his work ethic, but there are people that act like this was all just preordained, and it irritates me because he needed Aaron Rodgers, who was, by all accounts, a great mentor to him, which was not always the case with the previous guy that was supposed to mentor him. He literally said publicly, I'm not here to mentor anyone. Rodgers didn't do that. Tom Clements had a huge impact on Jordan. He will tell you that. Matt LaFleur's offense has. So I'm not saying that Goody doesn't get credit for drafting Jordan Love. But let's not make it sound like he knows quarterbacks either, because he doesn't have enough of a track record that indicates that he's hit on other guys. And I think that's what Homer's argument was that you've got Hasselbeck, you've got Aaron Brooks, you've got Mark Brunell. Heck, you got Ty Detmer, who started a bunch of games in the league. And Goody does not have, beyond Jordan, those other guys where you could say, well, hey, he picked, you know, he picked up DeShone Kizer, and they fixed him, and he went on to go be a starter somewhere else. Or he drafted Michael Pratt, or whatever it might be. I think that, I don't think that that's an unfair argument, is my point.
I have such a hard time when you carve out the exception. Like, that was his big play. That was his big move. And to say that he doesn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks, or that you can't say that, yeah, you can. Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. Now, if he stinks the next 2 years, yeah, come back at me. But if he doesn't, yeah, when you're taking fifth, sixth, and undrafted flyers on people, yeah, GMs are graded and their jobs are on the line when they make these moves. And when they don't get it, they get fired and criticized. When they do, they should be applauded and said, he knows what the hell he's doing. And when Homer gets on here and says he's lucky, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. Because, oh, well, yeah, well, all this other stuff, blah, 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 blah. You're judged off of what you put out on the field. What he has done with Jordan Love and with everybody involved, and yes, there are all the other circumstances, but that's what he's created. That is what the Packers have done, and they deserve all the credit that they get because they've gotten that. This is part of their culture, and is that luck? No, it's not luck. Had they been forced to throw Jordan Love out there right away, we ain't talking about it like this. But that's not what they do. And it's been consistently not what they
right.
do.
But do they, if Aaron Rodgers, just answer me this and then we'll move on. If Aaron Rodgers yep. doesn't put together back-to-back MVP seasons and he's difficult and you have all the controversy that he might have stirred up and everything else, does Goody keep putting up with him? Talent outs, Denny Tauscher taught us. Mm-hmm. And when Aaron Rodgers is playing at that level, you don't have any choice but to keep him as your quarterback. And I'm sorry, I don't believe in my heart of hearts that Brian Gutekunst wanted him to be their quarterback. He wanted, as soon as he was going to have an opportunity to get rid of him, he wanted to get rid of him. But the dude, and this is part of the equation too, as you have said, he motivated the hell out of the guy by picking his replacement. You pissed him off, and he responded with back-to-back MVP seasons. But if it's a little bit like Brett Favre giving Ted the opening by retiring, Rodgers gave him the opening by playing through a broken thumb and not playing well in 2022 and being a knob about the young players, the young wide receivers. He gave him the opening, and that's all Goody was waiting for. So, again.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Packer fans look at this as just as some stroke of luck.
I don't think
so. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
And by the way, Goody's plan when he drafted Jordan Love, and if you look at how all of the contract stuff lined up, it was 2 years that he was going to have Aaron Rodgers play and then get rid of him. That was the original plan. Jordan's development wasn't there. Aaron was a two-time MVP, and a good general manager renavigated, figured it out, ended up kind of playing it outside of keeping him 1 year too long. It's not always going to be perfect.
He signed him to a three-year, $150 million contract, and he ate $42 million in dead cap for moving on from him after 1 year. I think if he
ate $88 million in Russell Wilson,
but don't what? No, it's not. No, it's not because
the price of doing business.
Instead of signing him, you could have traded him if you were so confident in Jordan Love being ready in the 2022 season, and you
didn't. That I can't argue. Hey, the lost season of 2022, totally agree. I can understand.
Well, the one thing we can't agree on is you are always happy when you have the Blue Mountains of Coors Light in your hand.
Indeed, Coors Light. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hard to believe the 11 o'clock hour hasn't started yet. So stick around. It'll start in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.